Election 2024. We were in Galway yesterday. We'll hear more from the West later. We'll be talking about immigration, and we'll also have the first of our party leaders' interviews with Holly Cairns of the Social Democrats at around 20 to 9. Let's hear from Dublin now, from two new constituencies, Dublin Fingal East and West. Sheila Nocton has this report.
The affordability of housing for a younger generation.
All my friends and all my family in their 30s are still living at home.
Housing is a huge issue for me.
We need to live and we need to have a life. You have to pick that you'd have fun or like save up enough money to maybe get a house in the future.
Housing, one of the main issues shared by many people across the former Dublin Fingal constituency. Former why? Because it has now gone through a breakup and is Fingal East, which has a population of over 92,000, and Fingal West, which has a population of more than 88,000. The Electoral Commission recommendation last year said there was too large a population here for it to remain a five-seat constituency, seeing it redrawn as two three-seater constituencies. But on the whole, do concerns really differ from East to West? I visited Balbriggan, which is now Fingal West, taking in Rush, Lusk and Skerries over to Garristown, and saw the transfer of the remainder of the airport, Dubber and Turnipin from Dublin North West. With many young families and a multicultural community, education and cost of living were dominant concerns.
Early years in creche, there's a huge shortage. At the moment, if you go to primary school, secondary school, children have a right to education. But early years, you're eligible for early years place, but it's not a right. And I think they are looking at that, and it's something that needs to be looked at. And the affordability.
Public transport, because we're a developing, growing community. We're very multinational. We have a huge influx of foreign nationals, which we absolutely love. This needs to be more inclusive.
As a young person who's not making that much money, if I do start making good money, there's no guarantee that we'll be able to like save money enough to live our lives and buy a house.
Even minimum wage is not enough to even get by. We're all broke at the moment.
Living here isn't viable. A lot wrong. Not a lot, right?
You know, there's plenty of primary schools, extra secondary schools in Balbriggan. But when it comes to, I suppose, within the schools themselves, there's not so much funding in regard to SNAs. My daughter has dyslexia, so in order for her to, I suppose, get the extra supports for it to be noticed in the school, I myself had to pay privately to get her assessed.
Fingal West has two of the five incumbents from the old constituency layout vying for a seat, which means there is at least one new TD guaranteed in this area. But there's no certainty that the Green Party will hold tight and retain their seat here. So who's likely to benefit from the redraw? Mary Regan, RTE political reporter.
This is a big constituency for Sinn Féin, one of its highest profile TDs, Louise O'Reilly. She's seeking re-election. Her national profile should be enough to see her across the line. Labour is talking up its candidate here, Rob O'Donoghue. He was a poll topper in Rush and Lusk in the local elections. If the tide is coming in for Labour, then I think it could be going out for the Green Party. Joe O'Brien is the incumbent TD here. But really, the Green Party vote collapsed here in the local elections. Fianna Fáil's candidate, Senator Lorraine Clifford Lee, a hope for the party to pick up a seat here. There'll be competition between Lorraine Clifford Lee and the Fine Gael candidate, Grace Boland.
I then went 23 kilometres south to Malahide, now Fingal East, along with Swords, Howth, Portmarnock and Donabate. As one of the more affluent areas, their concerns differed.
There is no housing being built for people who need it in Malahide. It's all expensive stuff. Balance is wrong. Kids who their parents brought them up and live in Malahide, they're making their way out of the country, really, you know.
If you're in the middle class and you want to leave your house to your children that you've worked all your life and paid all your taxes for, and I want to be able to leave my house without a government that's going to penalise me with huge taxes.
More joined up thinking, you know, because everything seems to be done piecemeal. We have a lot of people in the country now. Can we cope? Can the country cope with such large numbers? A lot of young people, qualified graduates, having to leave the country because they can't afford to live here.
I'd like to see safety on the roads. If there isn't enough done for it, you know, people are still crashing in this day and age. I don't think it's good enough.
The housing crisis at the moment. I'm obviously born and raised in Dublin, so Dublin is where I'd like to stay because that's where my family are, but the prices are just outrageous, so it does make you think you might have to possibly like emigrate.
Here, there's a high profile government minister and two incumbents fighting for the three available seats. So this race will really test if the redraw has any impact on the foothold of major parties like Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael across Fingal. So, who are the Fingal West runners and riders? Mary Regan again.
So all eyes will be on the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien. He should be a safe bet here, but there are reasons for him to have to work hard. Fianna Fáil didn't do as well as expected here in the local elections. Alan Farrell is the Fine Gael candidate here. Fine Gael has had a tough time in this constituency, but in the local elections, Fine Gael did do well here. So I think his seat might be a good indicator of how Fine Gael does nationally. Duncan Smith is the Labour Party candidate. What he is going for him is incumbency. So Duncan Smith will be looking over his shoulder at Dean Mulligan. He is an Independent for Change candidate. He came very close to winning a seat here in 2020. He lost out by around 200 votes. The overall picture in this new constituency is that the three incumbents should retain their seats, but they will have to earn them and they will have to put up a fight.
Mary O'Regan ending that report from Sheila Nocton. Full details of all candidates and all constituencies on the RTE website, where you can also find constituency profiles and a podcast series called Know Your Constituency.